So you're getting older and things are starting to change with your body, your skin. Oh, let's face it, everything. We've come to the right place. My name's Jill Gilbert and welcome to Anti-Aging Uncensored, the show for driven women who want real solutions to defy their age. I'm obsessed with all things health, wellness, beauty, anti-aging, and helping you tackle the challenging and oh so extraordinary next years of your lives. So who am I? I'm an entrepreneur, mom, and self-proclaimed product junkie who never shies away from telling it like it is. I've spent the last decade producing one of the world's premier digital health and wellness shows, and now I'm bringing the leading experts and innovators directly to you. So pull up a chair right next to me for the real talk you crave. I'm asking nitty-gritty questions to get the answers and solutions we all need. Slower metabolisms, skincare changes, sex life, or lack thereof, no topic is off limit. It's time to pour your libation of choice, get comfy, and dive into the next episode of Anti-Aging Uncensored. If I'm giving the honest to goodness truth, which you should only expect from me, I honestly never thought I'd be so excited about the topic we're covering today. Yes, we're chatting quite a bit about poop with expert functional medicine dietitian, Sarah Greenfield. Sarah is the owner and founder of The Fearless Fig, which is focused on helping individuals with digestive health issues. She also works as a nutritionist for Hum Nutrition, which is one of my favorite new supplement companies. She's been featured in Self Magazine and BuzzFeed, as well as her own TED Talk all about, you guessed it, poop and its correlation to our health. What Sarah does so brilliantly is finding the root cause of gut issues and developing personalized solutions for her clients. And guess what? It all starts with taking a good look at your poop. You're going to want to stick around until the end because you'll get so many answers to the questions you didn't even think to ask before. We'll start off on getting to the bottom of what gut health even means and why you should care about it. Then we'll get answers to how are those fad diets impacting our long-term health? Does your gut health have any direct correlation to what happens on our skin? What tricks or tools can we use to spot or even test for gaps in our nutrition? Which supplements should you be taking as you enter perimenopause and beyond? And Sarah will also lay out the simple steps you can start taking action on today to improve your gut. This you'll want to hear. So let's dive in right now with Sarah Greenfield. So Sarah Greenfield, welcome to Anti-Aging Uncensored. I can't be more excited that you are here.
I'm so excited to be here and to talk more about all the things.
All the things. And all the some taboo stuff, which I'm a huge fan of. So this year I had a total shift in the way that I think about wellness and beauty. I used to focus on the stuff that I saw in the mirror and thought, okay, what treatment can I get? What injection can I get? I did think about that. I thought about things like what topicals can I put on? What can I do? And I started listening a little bit more to the idea of what happens, like what's going on the inside of the body truly reflects of what we see on the outside of the body. And really understanding that to me changed a lot of the way that I viewed diet, nutritionals, things like that, supplements, all of that. So I know this is something you focus on and I can't wait for you to share it. Most importantly, the good, I want like the meat of what so many of us don't understand, like what so many of us don't already know. So maybe you can start with a little bit of background about yourself and how you got where you are today.
Yeah. So I call myself a conventionally trained dietitian. I went through an internship. I worked in hospitals. So I had that exposure to the healthcare system and found that I didn't feel like I was making a big enough impact for focusing and helping people that had already kind of gone through their disease. And I wanted to really focus and shift and work in prevention because I felt like that's where I could have a bigger impact. So I started working with different wellness companies and developing my kind of secret sauce was developing programs and elevating the messaging of science. And I worked with Nutribullet and created programs for them. I did. We did this amazing program with kids where we implemented smoothie bars in different schools across the nation and then created a health study around that. So I measured blood work and anthropometric data and just kind of showcased the impact that vegetables can have in your diet. And that was so much fun. We did marathon running, really, really good stuff. And then I always worked with different wellness-based companies. And about probably five years ago, I really wanted to get more involved in root cause. So I was working with people. I was helping them understand, okay, like eating better is really important. Listening to your body is really important. But going beyond that, I didn't have the tools. So then I was like, well, why is this happening? Why are people, you know, not able to sleep through the night? Why do we get diarrhea? I got really fixated on digestion and answering the question of why are we bloated? Why are we constipated? What's going on in that capacity? And then how is that impacting the bigger system? So I started really practicing functional medicine and utilizing testing and supplements in ways that help balance out the body and looking at the whole picture. So oftentimes,
I have a quick question.
There's
about
a lot. I said a lot.
Functional medicine, because I know I don't know what that means, and I'm sure many of our listeners don't as well. So, what does the word functional medicine mean?
Yeah, good question.
For a dummy,
is about the exploration of root cause. So when we go to the conventional doctor, it's here's my symptoms, and then it's either trying to line that up with the disease progression or looking at how do we fix this through medication. So that's one approach. Functional medicine asks the question, well, why is that symptom there in the first place? And then as a functional practitioner, you take the time to kind of step back and go through history with the client and understand, you know, what happened when you were a kid? How many antibiotics did you take? So we can answer that, well, why are you bloated? Not just how do we fix it?
Yeah. So I love that. I love the analogy of root cause. What's the cause? Like they always try to get the diagnosis, right? So similar concept. And I interrupted you, but I really want us to be able to understand it so we can even share with our families or physicians what's going on.
And it's a place that can be a little bit controversial in some capacity because I've come up with a lot of pushback on the way that I practice sometimes because it's not as in line with disease diagnosis. It's looking at optimizing wellness. Right. And when you look at certain structures that we have in place, it's hard to sometimes get insurance reimbursement for these types of practices because it's not dealing with, well, this is critical in this moment. We're looking at, okay, how do we shift the trajectory of your health over the next 20 years? And optimize. Nothing's wrong right now, but it's imbalanced.
Yeah, I'm noticing a little bit of a shift in prevention in insurance companies a lot. So I'm noticing that sort of concept, them trying to look ahead, which is unheard of in past years, right? Exactly. So I think, you know, the more we talk about it, the more important it is. So does most of this center around what I hear a lot is like your gut health, what's going on in your gut?
Everything.
I
am like a firm believer that everything stems from a balanced gut and all of our, you know, imbalances are because our gut is out of whack. And when we start to dive into that and look closer and get the tools to connect back to our health and understand the language of our bodies, then we start to unlock more of these like aha moments, as I call them.
So gut is what? Is gut your stomach? What's going on with your stomach? Or is it the whole intestinal tract and everything? Like what are the body parts that make the gut?
The gut is, and I haven't figured out a better way to say this, but it's basically your mouth to your butt is your gut. Everything in that capacity our digestion starts in our mouth and goes down our esophagus into our stomach, small intestine, large intestines, colon. That's essentially when I refer to gut, that's the entire area that we're thinking about.
Got it. Okay. So one of the things you spend a lot of time on, and I think it's important to bring this on early in the conversation, you talk a lot about poop. And I was joking earlier that it's like, let's address the elephant in the toilet because it's something, you know, moms talk a lot about it because they're dealing with baby poop all the time and not just baby poop, toddler poop and et cetera. So what does our poop say? Like, what is it saying about our current state of our own body's health?
Yeah. So I love connecting our health back to our poop because I truly believe that it gives you a language to communicate with your body because it's one of the only things that we see or that we have that's an internal expression of what's going on that we can actually see externally. Like we can look in the toilet and be like, oh, okay, cool. That was just in my body. And now here it is. And does it look okay? And most people can typically understand, they know when things are off or when things aren't normal. So what I always encourage people, there's things I encourage people to look for. And I have a whole guide to this, a free guide on my website about how to actually have the language for your body. But some easy things to look at are, you know, the texture of your poop. Is it well formed? Does it fall apart when you flushed it? That's not ideal. Can you see pieces of food in your poop? Again, not ideal. That can indicate that there's some digestive issues, maldigestion. You're not breaking things down appropriately. Also, if it's floating or sinking, can give us an indication of digestive capacity as well. The color of it, if it stinks to the high heavens, can be another indication that something is imbalanced.
Okay, so it can actually be an indicator or barometer or something for us of what's going on inside. So, well, then a couple of rapid fire questions then. If it floats, is it good?
Typically, no. So typically if it floats, it means that there's a fat imbalance. So your body's not properly breaking down fat. And that can be due to not enough digestive enzymes because you're stressed out all the time. It can be due to low stomach acid. So those are sometimes, you know, if people have had their gallbladder removed, they're not necessarily breaking fat down as effectively. So that's something to be aware of.
Yeah. And what about, and I know we're going to share, by the way, we're going to share a link to your guide on your site. But one other question, food in it, like if we see food pieces, is that good? Like they've gone through, that's good, or we've missed absorbing nutrients?
There's a couple things that are like freebies. So like corn, our bodies can't break down, sesame seeds, black quinoa. Those are things that you can kind of see in your poop. But the things that I often have clients tell me that they see that shouldn't be there are things like lettuce, rice, carrots, tomato skins. Like we don't want to see that in our poop because that means that we haven't effectively broken it down. And then there's potentially some nutrient imbalances going on because we're not extracting that out of our food.
Yep. Okay, that makes sense. So thanks. I'm anxious to see like the rest of the indicators. So how do we know if we are actually missing something like in gaps, like are there gaps in our nutrition? Are there things that we're missing? What would be like indicators we should look at? Are there tests or, please share.
Yeah, there's tests to look at different body systems. So when it comes to if we're missing nutrients, I always say like, if your poop is off, if you are, you know, another indicator is bloated, or if you have the tendency towards diarrhea all the time or constipation, to me, that's an indicator that there's an imbalance in your microbiome. And typically when there's an imbalance in your microbiome, you're going to have an overgrowth of bad or good bacteria that are potentially stealing nutrients from your body. So they're going to take it before our body's able to absorb it. So that's one, again, looking at your poop, seeing like, is this just normal for me? Am I always kind of tending towards a looser poop or constipation? Then thinking back, like that could be an indication that maybe you're not getting the nutrients that you need. Being constipated sometimes is linked to low levels of magnesium because you're not able to actually get things moving along, or muscle cramps, things like that. So there's a lot. I mean, you can obviously do blood testing too to look at nutrient levels and see like, what do my B vitamins look like? What do my minerals look like? So there are tests. There are many, many tests, but I love to just start in the gut because once you correct those imbalances there, or once you connect it, because we all poop, so we all have that daily report card, that reminder of what's going on. That's kind of like the first part of the awareness process of like, okay, cool. Here's what I can see. Here's what I can understand.
Awesome.
And now I know like better questions to ask, how to move forward.
Hey there, it's Jill with a quick break from the conversation. Do you women feel like your body is starting to rebel and you're just aching to take back control again? For years, you've given so much to so many, and somehow parts of you just got lost in the mix. I know this because that's how it was for me. Well, it's time for you to make your comeback. You heard me right. That's why I wrote a 5-step blueprint for how to start living your best years from this day forward. It's called Wicked, Ageless, and Doing Epic Shit. And you can download your own free copy today by visiting wickedawesomeyou.com/ebook. And now let's get back to the show. If there's dysfunction or whatever you want to call it, I'm calling it dysfunction inside our bodies because that's kind of what it feels like, right? What might be showing up on the outside that we might see besides our poop?
Yeah. So one of the biggest things that I see are things like rashes, eczema, psoriasis. Those are things that can be an external presentation of an internal imbalance. Pretty much when we go back to root cause, inflammation is that big one that's at the core of all issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything
right.
that we see that's going awry in the body can be usually linked back to inflammation. So that's a way that it can present externally. Even sometimes rapid aging, you can notice differences in your skin. If you have dark circles under your eyes, if you just have like kind of a pale color to you, your nails are a good place where you can look at nutrient deficiencies and just imbalances. You can see iron deficiencies in your nails in certain capacities. So there's a lot of ways that you can start to look externally to see what's going on.
I think we always look for, you know, the quick fix, the pills or something. I say the pills, but it's not always the pills, but like the quick fix. But it sounds like there's a lot of things. I mean, I would imagine, you know, adult acne for sure. Do you feel like environmental impacts that are sort of outside of our gut can impact these things as well?
Oh yeah. If there's a lot of environmental toxins and you think about your
smoke,
or just any smoke, you're inhaling that. And then is your body actually able to break that down? Is your liver detox, is that optimized? And that ties back into the gut because our liver detoxifies and dumps it into our gut.
Wow. Okay. Excellent. This is really good stuff. Thanks, Sarah. So a couple more questions before we kind of start talking about solutions. And that is fad diets. Okay. So I actually don't love the word fad diets because I feel like sometimes these fad diets hopefully turn into more long-term. And I know you have some strong opinions in here, so I'm dying to hear them. So do any of these fad diets that like keto/high fat, paleo, Whole30, I'm sure there's like a ton more fad diets. We'll stay away from like the cabbage soup diet, but like how might those affect our ability to get nutrients?
So I always think of everything with the lens of what's best for your gut health. Some of these diets can, like keto is going to show pretty significant weight loss initially, just because you're switching your metabolism. You're going to have a lot of water weight up front. And then it is an effective way for weight loss. But if we're thinking long-term sustainable gut health, I do not love these diets, particularly for that, especially keto. I don't like keto for gut health or even something that you're going to do long-term, because when you look at eliminating high fiber foods, you're eliminating vegetables, you're eliminating fruits, you're eliminating grains, all the things that feed out our microbiome, and you're replacing it with fat and protein, which is fine. It's just not balanced. So now what we're seeing with these fat, more saturated fat diets, more high protein diets are feeding more of the inflammatory bacteria that exist in our gut that are there in healthy amounts. But now we're going to just totally throw off that balance. So something like, you know, a Prevotella bacteria is something that feeds off of saturated fat and protein. So now if we're engaging in the keto diet, we're going to feed out Prevotella and have this inflammatory response. So it might not happen right away, but over time, if you're going to be following keto for 6 months, it's going to totally destroy and imbalance your gut completely. And that's typically when I see people, is they're like, I tried this, and now I feel worse. Because initially, a keto diet is going to make somebody with digestive issues feel really good.
Yeah.
Because you're taking out all of the fermentable carbohydrates. So they're going to be like, this is great. I found the solution. But then, you know, months down the line, it's just going to kind of snowball into that. And similar with paleo. Paleo is eliminating legumes, which are really critical for feeding and diversifying the gut. So we just want to be careful of these like diets where we're eliminating large food groups for a long period of time. They're fine in short term, but long term, they're not going to help just create sustainable wellness.
Okay. So favorite part, moving into solution. So I'm a problem solution gal. And are there, you know, I want us to talk about this a little bit with the lens of, you know, as we're getting older in our 40s and then major changes take place in our 50s and our 60s, that the demands might be a little bit different. So that will sort of be the lens we can sort of talk about this. But are there nutrients that everyone should be taking, like supplements, I should say, not just nutrients that we should be ingesting, but like, are there supplements that everyone needs?
I mean, I tend to work in the space of customization just because I like to say like, all right, here's our problem. Let's get there as fast as we can. You can still get like you can get a lot of benefits out of general supplements, especially when you're tuning into, okay, where do I feel this imbalance? And then where's the solution in the supplement form? The one that pops up in my mind that I think is like, there's two that I love using that I think are really, really critical, especially as we age and now in the world that we live in. But the first one that comes up is vitamin D, because I test people for vitamin D all the time and it's chronically low across the board. And sometimes as we're aging, you know, maybe we're not going outside as much, or we're just not doing, you know, we're like concerned about our skin and wrinkles. So we're lathering ourselves up with SPF 50. So that's going to block the conversion of vitamin D when you do go outside.
Oh, wow.
So that's an important piece to consider. And just, you know, vitamin D is critical for almost every single pathway in our body, but especially our immune system. So that's an important one. And then I really also like fish oil. I think fish oil is another really important, just because we're getting omega-3s. And when you look at our diet, the standard American diet, or just even when we're a healthier version of the standard American diet, a lot of times people aren't getting good sources of omega-3 fatty acids, not like you would see in the Mediterranean diet, for example. So fish oil is going to give us those omega-3s to really help with hormone stabilization, hydration in our skin. So if we find that like our skin is drying out, that's a really important, critical one for just keeping healthy, hydrated looking skin.
I find that I use fish oil, but I'm not necessarily checking the ingredients of the fish oil. And I think, is there a difference between, you know, the quality of vitamins and supplements? I know you, you know, work with Hum Nutrition, and like how they're sourcing their ingredients for their supplements. And is it important to look at that?
Yes. So the supplement industry can be a little bit of a crazy world, because it's not, people say it's not regulated. It is regulated, but it's regulated in kind of a different way. So the FDA does create regulations, but it's up to the companies that are creating the supplements to uphold those regulations. And then every so often they can get audited. So that's kind of how the space functions. So it's really up to the company to withhold the standards and the practices. And Hum does that. They do a really great job at saying, okay, we're going to make sure that we're getting the highest quality. The fish oil product that they have is IFOS. Certified. So it's a higher level. It's kind of like another certification that it's free of mercury. It is truly what it says it is. And it's just another way to ensure that you're getting that high quality, because you do have to be careful with the supplements that you're taking.
Okay. Good to know. And so we'll link to some of our favorites, the Hum Nutrition that I take in our show notes. So going back to aging, if you're in perimenopause versus menopause, right, there's difference going on. And I know there is, like with our hormones, all over the place. And then after menopause, are there differences in and changes we should be making in our supplements? And I mean, I don't want to just separate out what we take in nutritionally as well. What nutrients are you taking in? What's your food intake, right? And then along with that, we have our sort of vitamins and then supplements that really help us, I guess, fill in the gaps or elevate it. So do you have any thought, like if you had to like take us through like what's going on during perimenopause, what we might need? I mean, you might have answered that some of the question with the vitamin D and fish oil, but like additional things that we should be thinking about.
Yeah. Again, the gut lens comes up for
yes.
me, because that's my world. But going through, what's really fascinating is if you look at, I also work a lot within the vaginal microbiome, because that's very fascinating space. We have our gut microbiome, we have our vaginal microbiome, and that shifts and changes as we go through perimenopause, menopause, and it becomes less diverse. So there are supplements that you can take that can actually help diversify not only your gut microbiome, but that actually make it to the vaginal microbiome. So that's something that I always think about in the relationship to, you know, just going through that next stage chapter of life. And Hum actually makes one called Private Party that is a probiotic for vaginal health. And I think that's so wonderful because we think about our gut, but sometimes we forget about our vagina. And that's an important part of our health system. So that's one that I would say is really important. And then we're thinking about shifts in our hormones. So again, the fish oil can be really helpful. Sometimes I'll do something called seed cycling, which helps to regulate hormones a little bit better. And that's, we can use fish oil. We can also use something called evening primrose oil to kind of balance out hormonal shifts. And then the last thing that I would say within the digestive space is as we get older, we typically, our digestive capacity decreases. So the amount of enzymes that our body is making can tend to slow down and decrease. So getting in a high quality digestive enzyme, broad spectrum enzyme would be another important one to bring into the game. Because if you think about it, you are like the saying, you are what you eat is great, but I like to take it a step further and say, you are what you absorb. So you can be eating all these things, but if you're not able to break it down and absorb it, you're not going to get it anyway. So taking that enzyme is going to help your body break those foods down a little bit more effectively so you can absorb the nutrients.
Awesome. I'm going to link to some of these products, of course, because I really feel like there is so much uncertainty. Like, I think I looked up one of the biggest search terms is like, what vitamins should I take in my 50s? What vitamins should I take in my 60s? What, you know, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So I think there is to know that that's one of the biggest searched areas. We know that it's an issue for women. I imagine in men too, but we're focused on the woman here. So
we're talking about ladies.
We're talking about the ladies. So you mentioned microbiome, and I feel like I should have brought this up before and I didn't, but can you define that for us? And then I want to talk a little bit about testing that. And so microbiome, you know, we're hearing a lot about it. It's associated with the word gut health and it's an indicator. So can you tell me just, you know, define it for us? I don't want to go backtrack, but I think it's really important that we understand this.
So the microbiome, the way I define it is looking at just the relationship between the bacteria and fungus and yeast and all of those things, those organisms that are not intrinsically human, but that are living inside of us that are benefiting us. That's kind of how I think about the microbiome. So all the bacteria and those things that we have in our GI right. tract, in our gut.
So do you do testing on any of these things? Like, tell me about some of the tests that you help people with to help their gut health.
Yeah. So I make people poop in a box, but stool testing,
yummy.
stool testing is one of my favorite tests that I utilize in my practice. And it is an at-home test. So I don't actually make people like do anything in front of me, which I've had like clients be like, do I have to do this now? And I'm like, no, you don't have to do this in my presence. Don't worry. but I utilize different types of microbiome testing. So essentially what we're doing is we're looking at the stool. They're taking it, the stool is going to a lab, and then they're doing PCR or DNA analysis to see what's actually happening, what type of bacteria, parasites, digestive capacity, inflammatory markers, what's actually in your body and what's relevant, significant happening for you. And then from there, we're able to say like, okay, based on how you feel, based on these findings that we're having, how do we then create a plan for you to start healing and rebalancing your gut?
I'm so doing this. This is
poop in a box.
Yeah. Poop in a box. Okay. Poop in a box will be listed in show notes. So one of the things before we sort of like wrap things up, one of the things I love about Hum, which is ultimately, you know, stuff I've been using them, but they've basically consumerized, and I say consumerized because obviously I come from like the sort of consumer electronics world, mm-hmm. but they've put, you know, you talked about Private Party, right? So they've put names and descriptions that make them very accessible to us. So even someone who doesn't understand the depths of the values of each of these things, even though we hope to, you know, shed some light on some of that, that it kind of helps us know, like, if you're doing something, you know, if you're wanting to grow your hair or the hair gummies or things like that. So they've done a really nice job of it. And the other thing I really like about it is the idea of blending. And I was joking about, like, they're like wine, you know, they're like winemakers, right? That have that have created these blends that allow us to take a mixture of things that help us accomplish something. Has that been the feedback that you've gotten? And I'm imagining one of the things that I loved the best, at least about your website for sure, was the idea of the intake quiz, which, you know, a ton of websites do it, but that the suggestions were spot on for me. It's not just a vitamin company. It's someone like you who has this knowledge, like personal nutritionists bringing to light what's going on and helping feed it back to the consumer.
Yeah. And that's what I think is probably one of the standalone or the really cool things that Hum does is it connects consumers not only to kind of demystify the supplement space and make it a little bit easier and also fun because those products are like so cute, so fun, so bright and colorful. But then it also backs it up with the science of having you linked to your own personal dietitian that can then help you navigate the space in even more in more detail because it's a crazy space. It's very overwhelming and confusing. So to have that personal touch point, and we have a team of 5 dietitians. So there are dietitians on the other end of that. I think it's pretty incredible. And I think that's just elevating the whole experience of supplements.
That's great. Okay. One last question. And this is just a question we ask everyone, but I do kind of want to know, I was going to say, what's your favorite desert island product? Like, what's the one thing you'll take with you? However, I think what I'd rather like to know, because, you know, Hum has a variety of products. Do you have a favorite?
Yes. My favorite is Skin Squad because it is a pre-probiotic. It has live strain and soil-based probiotics in there. And it was something that I got to help develop. So it's like my baby.
So tell me exactly what it helps with.
So basically it's a concept of looking at the skin and working with breakouts and helping create, just decrease breakouts through gut health because the gut and the skin are so linked that if you have poor gut health, a lot of times it can show up in your skin through breakouts, through rashes, dry skin, things like that. So what we did was we looked at the strains of probiotics that are most beneficial to helping skin cell turnover and just diversifying the microbiome, because when your gut is in balance, everything else kind of works very well from there. So that's why I love that product. And it also has prebiotics in it. And that's really important for feeding, giving fuel to the probiotics in the product and also in your current gut ecosystem.
Okay. I don't have that one. So it's going on my list. Yeah, well, Sarah, this has been amazing, super enlightening for me, and I hope for everyone else. I will definitely link to all the good stuff that we talked about and maybe hope to have you back on sometime to dive into, I don't know, maybe poop some more, but maybe some new developments that are happening. So
absolutely, I would love that.
I can't thank you enough and have a great, great, great day. Thank you, Sarah, for all your insights and waking us up to the significant importance of our gut health. I can only imagine how many of us have ongoing issues that stem from our gut, and you've given us so much good advice to start taking the steps to improve. So ladies, Sarah and I want you to have the best health out there, so she's offering our listeners 25% off her Fearless Gut program, so you can get the answers and clarity you need to improve your nutrition and your gut. To learn more and sign up, head over to fearlessfig.com. Use the code WICKEDAWESOME to get your discount. That is WICKEDAWESOME, all one word and all lowercase. Thank you, Sarah.